Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. I don't know about you. I've had about enough of arguing about politics, arguing about COVID, arguing about all kinds of other things. Let's argue about something important now. How about the best and worst professional sports logos? Quality Logo Products has surveyed people across the nation, asking them what's the best and what's the worst logo in all American sports. And they've broken it down by NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, et cetera, et cetera. Some surprising findings, too, by the way. So let's get into it now with Matt Zajacowski. Matt, you surveyed people all across the country. I want to get a little bit into the methodology. How did you go about doing this? You asked them basically what's the best and what's the worst.
We asked them to put their biases aside and say, just look at the logo and rank them from best to worst, most creative to least creative, across all sports. So there's some really interesting findings, and hopefully, you know, people put their bias aside, but I'm not 100% sure that happened. I've got some mixed feelings about the results myself.
Well, what jumped out at you? What was the biggest surprise in your eyes when you looked at this?
Oh, so I am a longtime Tigers fan, and the Tigers were ranked as the 12th worst in baseball. I mean, that's just a travesty in my eyes. I think the old English D is one of the best in baseball, and I would argue it's one of the best in sports. Again, I'm trying not to be biased in this, but you know that one was just really mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling because I would put it up there with like the Yankees logo and you know the Boston B. I mean, the English D is iconic, and I mean to say it's one of the worst in sports, I just don't get that at all.
Yeah, that was a total shocker to me. I totally agree, being with, you know, like you think the Lakers, you think the Celtics, the Yankees. I mean, just iconic sports franchises. But hey, everyone's got their own opinion, right?
On a brighter note, the Red Wings, the winged wheel comes in number two in the NHL. That's not a surprise. I think that's a pretty iconic logo, too.
Yeah, I think that kind of reaffirms some of the findings for me, seeing that the Red Wings do very high in the NHL, like we said, two in the NHL. And then we also asked people to rank for the most creative logo in all of sports, and the Red Wings came in number two for that. So it's good to see, I think, you know, another iconic logo get some of the praise it deserves after some of the slighting for the old English team.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you think about these logos, too. I mean, you know, Detroit may not be the largest sports market anymore, but boy, does its team have some fans. You see that Red Wing logo all over the place. I mean, a lot of celebrities wear it. It's seen quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you see celebrities. I think you could go to, you know, hockey arenas across the country where the Red Wings aren't playing and look on TV and see a Red Wings jersey. So it's one of those things that I think, you know, it goes beyond just sports fandom. I think it's into popular, you know, culture and style as well.
And it hasn't changed. I mean, that's the thing about the Tigers English D and the winged wheel. I mean, they've remained virtually the same for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Lions, they've kind of tinkered around with their logo from time to time. And yet, the Lions ranked pretty high in the NFL, didn't they?
Yeah, the Lions ranked in the top eight, the eighth best in the NFL. So, you know, it's good to see the Lions at the top of
some list.
The standings for once in a while. I mean, you know. But again, like I think, you know, that what makes the Lions good is it's very simple, you know. You know what you're looking at when you see the Lions logo. There's some of these logos in there that ranked, you know, very well, but I wouldn't know just looking at it. Like the new Timberwolves one, I kind of had to look twice at. You know, there were a couple other basketball ones where it was just like, you know, I'd have to sit there and think about what that is. Where there's some of these, you know, even if I wasn't a huge sports fan, you know that they're the Lions are an NFL team, and you saw that, you're like, that's very clearly probably the Detroit Lions. So I think it's very recognizable, at least.
Well, and Matt, we got to talk about the Pistons, too, because we've left them out thus far. They rank pretty low in the NBA with the third worst logo in the NBA. Like, come on, what's up with that?
That was surprising to me too. If we were, you know, I think if we were looking at some of the all-time Pistons logo, we went back to the, what was it, the teal one?
Oh yeah, don't remind me.
The '90s with Grant,
the Grant Hill years, yeah,
Stackhouse, like that one. I would kind of get behind being, you know, that one is just, even as a Pistons fan, not a big fan, but I don't know, I think the Pistons one too is a very simple and classic logo. I don't know if I would have put it as low as it would be, but I think, I don't know. I think it's a little lower than it deserves personally, but, you know, I think it's the same thing that we're talking before, classic franchise. I think when I'm thinking about that, I think of, like, the Knicks, you know, the Celtics, the Lakers, you know, obviously not as big of a market as some of those other teams, but, you know, I think outside of Detroit it would even be recognizable as well. So the Pistons getting a little slight as well. I am curious, too, sometimes, too, when these rankings come out, if how a team is performing affects it.
Well, sure.
I know if that were the case, the Lions would have been at the bottom. But
yeah, no, that makes sense. I guess I'm a little surprised, too, at the best overall. So, I mean, you've got these divided up by sport, but then you've got just the overall sports logos. And the number one, according to those that participated in the survey, they said the best logo in all of sports. And, you know, if you ask me what's the best logo in all of sports or what do you think fans ranked as the best, this would not be probably in my top 10, and yet it ranked number one, the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, the top two actually surprised me, the San Jose Sharks and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, it's interesting, both have this little shade of teal in them, so I'm wondering if there's something that's attracted to people when they do that. I mean, you kind of get that in the Eagles, although it's which ranked number three, which I think is more green. But then you also see this in the Mariners and the Hornets, which are in 9 and 10 overall. I mean, the Chicago Bulls, even though I hate them, I would put that in the top, you know, top 10. And I think the
easily.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers one is sharp as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a big surprise. The worst logo is the that's the worst team name as well. They're going to be changing it soon. But the Washington football team, which is just this very plain type Washington football team. Yeah, that's got to be the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that, too. And same, it's funny, the Cleveland Indians was right behind it, too. And they're getting a new logo as well. So it will be interesting to see, you know, how that turns out. I, you know, despite not liking the Indians, their old logo with the Indians on it, I actually thought was one that was really good, but I think the new just plain C doesn't quite jump out like their old logo, but that's just my one man's opinion.
Well, and that's what this survey is all about, is collectively everybody got to weigh in on their best and worst sports logos. Matt, where can people go to look at the results of this so they can start their own arguments?
Sure. It's on the Quality Logo Products website, so that's just one long word, qualitylogoproducts.com, and if you search their blog, it should be the most recent post there, so super easy to find.
All right. We will take a look at it and continue the argument. Appreciate your time, Matt. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.